I want to bring in Scott Bauer now, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, for more on the energy markets. So, Scott, it's been a wild ride. Namely, I'm talking about natural gas, up more than 100% year to date. We see that it is really a natural gas crisis playing out in Europe and in Asia. Do you see it impacting the U.S. the same way, and when?
So it could. It absolutely could. I don't see the same sort of impact. And in fact, earlier today, we got news out of Russia that finally Putin said the country would boost supplies to Europe. They had been holding back supplies, quite frankly, which had put, you know, quite the scare into the rest of Europe, which is why you saw, you know, massive volatility, massive spike up in LNG prices. So the fact that they came out and said that they're going to release some and sell to Europe, I think that's why you see a big drop off today. Now, could that flow over to us? It absolutely could. I don't see it being as severe here as it is in Europe right now.
Scott, I want to get your take on something Emily was just talking about. That's a report from the FT that the U.S. is thinking, at least considering, about releasing some of its stores from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which has over something like 700 million barrels of oil, yep, and also the possibility that the Biden administration would block oil exports. These could be considered as extreme measures, but we know that gas prices, high gas prices, decide elections, and heading into midterms, something that politicians don't want.
Yeah, that's unfortunately, you know, what you just hit the nail on the head is it political or is it really to help the economy? And we've had these reserves since 1975. And as you just said, I think the reserves are somewhere between 600 and 700 million barrels. But the U.S. can only release about 4 million barrels a day. That's what the governing sanction is. So can that really help? I'm not so sure. Does it take the edge off? Yes, it does. It absolutely does. I think the bigger impact would be banning or pulling back on the export area of what we're doing here. I think what also is really hurting us is our production is down still about 20% or so from pre-pandemic levels. And that's really the shale producers that have not gone back to drilling yet. And there's a lot of consternation, if you will, on their end of whether they should get back or not, because quite frankly, they're worried about their shareholders. They're worried about paying dividends at this point.
Hey, Scott, what about investors looking to profit from what's going on right now in the energy markets? Where are some pockets they might want to consider?
Yeah, I think it's a slippery slope, honestly, especially if you're kind of short-term day trading this area right now. I think that the volatility and the spike up that we've seen, it's going to stop. I really do. I don't think we're going to get to the point where we have this massive shortage. So I would be really, really careful in terms of where I think investors for the longer run could be. I think some of the shale producers, which are not going back to business right now, I think they will sooner rather than later. So I think that can be a real good area looking out maybe 6, 9, 12 months.
Well, Scott, that raises an interesting point because we saw in years past shale producers were trying to grow at all costs. And it was all about that top line revenue, trying to dig as much oil out of the earth as possible. But that's not the case anymore. They've shifted their strategy and they are not in that. They're definitely in a different mode. I'm just wondering, at what price do we see them really come back and decide, OK, we're finally going to pump more just because the economics are so beneficial here?
So I think we're already beyond that price. I think that price is actually about $60 to $65 a barrel, but it's got to be sustained, right? We're in this area right now of 75 to 80, but how long are we going to be here? If we see this price, you know, stay at this level, which none of us want to, but if we see it stay at this level for 3 or 6 months, they're going to be forced to get back to drilling. I actually think if we see prolonged prices in the 60, 65 plus for the next 6 months, which I think is very realistic, you're going to see these drillers get back to work.
And real quick, Scott, we see that gas prices nationwide about a dollar higher than they were this time last year. Last I checked, the average was around $3.20. There we go, $3.22, according to AAA. How much further do you think they're going to go?
You know, we're coming into a slower demand season right now. So have we hit a top? I don't think we've hit a top, but I think we're real close. If I were playing that market, I'd be on the short side of this. In fact, if you look at some of the option markets today in just crude futures, there's a massive amount of put buying, very short-term put buying out there, options that expire in just a couple of weeks based on the November futures. So I think that there's some speculators out there looking for a big drop in the near future.
All right, Scott Bauer, Prosper Trading Academy, always a pleasure. Thank you.